Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. We're here live on this Sunday edition of the show with you tonight. It's me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
Our toll-free number is... Ooh, hey, I can hear myself. I'm going to stop that from happening.
Can anybody else hear that?
Board up. Just a heads up. We are getting some talk back through the Comrex access. Anyway, toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've got Skype. You can Skype in at username LR. FM, you do need to send a contact request first if you haven't done so. Once that's completed, then you can easily call us anytime you want on Skype. Of course, we're here live 7 nights per week. Now, let's see, Mark, there was a story last night that we teased and we never ultimately got to, I think. And if you still have it, feel free to pull that up.
Got it. What is it?
It was about the middle schooler who threw a flag out the window.
Oh, yeah, we teased the heck out of that thing.
Well, we teased it. We ended up talking about 50 Shades of Grey all night long, all for the entire 3 hours of the show.
Everybody wants to talk about spanking.
The BDSM more specifically and kind of where that all comes from. So, again, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. There's a horrifying video that has been released, yet another in the series of beheading videos allegedly from ISIS. And I did find the video today, and I did post the link to that video on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter with the statement, here's the video of the latest awful beheadings allegedly by ISIS. So if you've been seeing the headlines and you've been wondering what the video actually looks like, you can see it there. The mainstream media will not embed this video in any of their articles. So I went the way I found it this time, because Google video search was not revealing it. I found it by going to Twitter and searching for it there. So that's kind of a new tool that I can use to come across where the actual videos are, the obscure websites that they happen to be uploaded to that maybe are not being searched as prominently by Google. So the website that's hosting this video, I've never heard of before. It's sendvid.com, or I guess you could just upload some video and then use that website to send it to someone to watch, but it's also available publicly. So you can watch this video in which 21 hostages, this is the most I've seen so far, 21 hostages are executed by decapitation. And it is like the ones that have come previous. Remember the one with the 15 Syrian airmen that were beheaded? That was pretty, or was it 18? Anyway, quite a few folks from Syria, airmen, were beheaded in a previous video. And this follows that same style where there's slow motion. There's very good editing, kind of intercutting of close-ups and things like that. It's pretty gross. It's pretty detailed. This is not one of the videos where they cut to the corpse afterwards. They do show
actual full-on cutting people's heads off.
Yes, they
do. So whose heads are they cutting off?
They're cutting off 21 Coptic Christians, allegedly. The story here from RT.com, Egypt's President Abdel El-Sisi said Cairo, quote, reserves the right to respond in any way to the killing of 21 Copts by Islamic State militants, that's COPTS. The extremist group has released a graphic video showing the beheadings of the Copts that were kidnapped in Libya. Sisi warned that Cairo would choose, quote, necessary means and timing to avenge the criminal killings as he spoke on state television in the wake of the surfaced footage of the brutal executions. The Copts, native Christians of Egypt, are shown in the video dressed in orange jumpsuits with their hands tied behind their back while being walked along the seaside by jihadists dressed in black. The Egyptian men are then forced to kneel before being beheaded. Several very graphic images of the killings appeared on Twitter. RT will not run the images, believing it is unethical to publish footage or pictures of atrocities committed by terrorists, even if they cannot be immediately verified.
So there was also a shooting today, or maybe it was yesterday, I don't know, time zones or whatever, in Denmark by somebody that they're certainly a radical Islamist from what they're claiming. They're certainly claiming that. Maybe Al-Qaeda related, difficult to know, probably not Islamic State related. But maybe there's some sympathies on both sides. I don't know. Al-Qaeda and Islamic State.
So Al-Qaeda is still out there? I thought they'd become the Islamic State.
No, the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda really don't get along.
Oh, really?
Well, you know, that's how it is with governments. Organizations that use violence to get what they want. They're always that way. It's about who's in charge. It's not about what the change is. It's about who gets to be in charge. So they'll do and say, honestly, what it takes to change some regimes so they get some piece of land that they control. And that's what's going on with both these organizations. But what it seems like is one of two things from what I'm seeing here is while Obama goes and asks for increased war powers against ISIS, these acts of violence ramp up or continue.
Yep.
And it makes me want to wax conspiratorial here and say these people must be controlled information leak because – why would they do this? You know, it all just seems like a ramp up to war.
Nothing new. I mean, they've done this before.
Or they just want to get bombed back into the Stone Age. If anybody in the Middle East doesn't think the United States can blow everybody up there, kill everybody in the entire landmass, they're out of their minds. Do they want to go to heaven? Is that the idea?
I don't know, Mark. I think they just want to be in control. They want to take over.
They'll be in control of their own deaths. And everybody else's.
Well, they're still there, and bombings have been happening, so...
Very limited ones coming from drones.
Well, I hope that bombings don't become more than limited, because there are already innocent people being slaughtered.
I'm not advocating for this. I'm only saying that, hey, if you keep on... This, to some extent, is a holy war. Certainly, the people on the other side will make claims like that, right? The Islamic State will certainly make claims like that. And there are plenty of people on sort of the Western side that are beginning to see it's the Jews and the Christians against the Muslims. There's plenty of people that believe that, and more people every day are switching over to that side. I believe, personally, that this is really about U.S. war and naval power, military power in the Middle East, and U.S. support for the Israeli state. I think those problems can honestly be fixed if people really wanted to fix those problems. I don't think they do, because I think it's about power and control. But, as the violence continues, specifically against Christians, it's going to be, Christians are going to say to themselves more and more, well, this is it. It's a holy war. Let's go. Well, once you're committed to war, that's it.
Just to be clear, they're also killing people who are Islamic as well.
Yeah, sure are.
They're killing anyone who's not part of ISIS, basically.
Didn't we remember that picture we posted on the Free Talk Live Facebook page of the ISIS militants that were praying their daily prayers faced in two different directions?
Don't recall that, no.
Yeah, there was a picture that was released.
Strange.
It's extraordinarily strange.
What's with that?
It's
the explanation
like
for that.
They don't know what their religion says, right? Like they're
that's pretty basic. I mean, as far
it's
as
really, really basic.
Yeah, you face Mecca, right? Yeah.
There's some people in the United States that people might call a Christian nation that don't know the tenets of Christianity.
Yeah,
and they may very well be willing to fight for, against the Muslims. So it's possible.
So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. There's more here from RT about this video. 21 Coptic Christians beheaded, allegedly by Islamic State militants. Several graphic images have appeared, and I have found the actual video itself. A caption on the five-minute video reads, quote, "The people of the cross, followers of the hostile Egyptian church," unquote. Before the killings, one of the militants stood with a knife in his hand and said, quote, "Safety for you crusaders is something you can only wish for," unquote. The Coptic Church confirmed that 21 Egyptian Christians...
So the whole crusader narrative, it's not like this didn't exist. I think it's really worth pointing out that there were wars that the Christianity executed against the Muslim world in, many, many centuries ago.
Okay.
But if we look at that, you need to also look at the wars of conquest by Muslims throughout the Christian world. Wouldn't that be fair?
Sure.
There were like something more than eight times as many hostile military actions by Islamic powers inside of the Christian world than there were hostile military actions from Christians on Muslims. I don't think that means anything. I don't really care what happened 1,000 years ago. I think everybody just needs to lay down their weapons and start talking about how we can have a better world. But if you want to trot out crusades, it's not like Christianity is the worst culprit in the crusade.
Most of the American presidents Christians?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think every
Are you
American...
counting them when you're counting up the...
No, I'm talking about the crusades.
Okay.
Things called crusades.
Shiny badges on your jackets. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number here is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
And don't forget, you can go and grab Bitcoins, Litecoin, and Dogecoin over at ExpressCoin.com. It's the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. They're a licensed money services business, so they jump through those governmental hoops, and you can get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, or wire transfer. ExpressCoin.com is the best option out there. I've used it. Mark has used it. I will likely use it again when I need to get some Bitcoin. Start off over at ExpressCoin.com, whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, and you can do it from your smartphone. They've got an app over at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL, and you'll get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So let's say you're brand new to Bitcoin and you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin, but you're not so sure, you really don't know where to go. ExpressCoin.com, less than $40 in your, if you order less than $40 worth, use code FTL, no fee. So what better way to get your first Bitcoins to pay no transfer fee over at ExpressCoin.com with code FTL. And of course they can handle a lot more than $40 if that's what you need to do. So, we've been talking about the Islamic State video, or what is alleged to be from the Islamic State, the latest horrifying beheading video. I screened it earlier today, and I'm of mixed viewpoints, kind of personally, about watching these things. I mean, on one hand, I understand the point that LiveLeak has made, for instance, when they have said they won't host these videos on their site. LiveLeak is known for being a site that you can go to see some of the more shocking videos on the internet, the stuff that you're not likely going to see on a YouTube, for instance. But even they won't host the Islamic State videos, and they're basically saying that by putting that out there, they're creating some kind of a demand for this, that they don't want to feed into what the terrorists allegedly, you know, want, and that is for people to see these videos.
Do you have any speculation as to why, and I don't know, terrorists, I guess terrorists is the right term in this, they're certainly using terror to get what they want. Do you know why it is that they would possibly want that?
Why would you want what?
The
terrorists
ISIS
want people to watch this?
Yeah, why would ISIS want people to watch this video?
So they, I think they want the military to leave them alone.
Military?
The U.S. military.
They're stupid then.
Yeah.
Like, this is the worst way to go about this. I've heard that what they're trying to do is attract more people to them, and so therefore,
that could be.
You know, people that are in for a holy war and in for the losing side, you know, that they that's what they're hoping to do is to attract them, because ISIS isn't large enough to mount a campaign against, frankly, they aren't large enough to mount a battle against any sort of Western nation. None. Not one of them. And if they want some kind of coalition to come in there and just take over the Middle East so they can clamp down harder, now that makes a certain amount of sense, but I don't know. This just leaves me speechless. This is just such a bad idea.
Well, they do seem to, I mean, if you watch the videos, it's really hard to answer your question, because they know at the same time, there seem to be two different competing messages that come from the alleged ISIS videos.
Okay.
One of the messages is that they want the government of the United States and Great Britain to F off and leave them alone. But on the other hand, they seem to know that they're going to get more of the invasions and more of the bombings as these beheadings are seen and creating outrage. So
they're trying to attract people to their side at the same time they're trying to stop, bombings and stuff on them and stop military attacks on them.
But what I'm saying is they seem to realize, at least, and I'm not saying that all the videos are produced by the same wings of the Islamic State, but they do have sort of similar fingerprints. The editing's very similar in the way that these things are put together. But it seems like they're of two mindsets, that they would like the bombings to stop, obviously, so they can rule over people in various different areas. They want to be the state. But at the same time, they do seem to also understand that that's not going to stop the bombings, and they seem to welcome the continued attacks from the U.S. federal government, because that's their chance to have their holy day or whatever, you know?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a lot of people going to paradise over this one, I'd have to say.
over this particular video? I don't know. I mean,
well, okay, so yeah, this
there's,
is
there's been a lot of beheading videos so far.
This gets used as a cudgel though, and it's used
by because it's Christians this
yeah,
time.
There's a lot of there are a lot of Americans out there. I get emails, you know, from I'm on lists where people you know talk about this kind of thing. You know, we hate the Muslims, and this gives huge fuel to that fire. 18 of our people were just killed mercilessly for no reason by the Islamic State. This is it. This is the Christian massacre we needed. Let's go in there and you know, set things straight. And whatever it is, I mean, there are lots of people in the United States, millions, I'd venture to say, that believe that the simple act of being Muslim is evil and worthy of death. So,
which is terribly wrong. I mean, Muslims, in my experience, are very peaceful folks.
Right. But ISIS isn't doing anything to help that narrative, right?
Of course not. They're a state. They do what states do.
They're not
really a state.
And
that is terrorize and kill people. What do you mean they're not really a state?
Not yet.
If you call yourself a state, you're a damn state.
I can call myself a state.
Yes, you could. And you'd be a state as long as you're willing to use violence against people.
I suppose, get your way. If you
what makes them not a state? The fact that other states won't recognize that?
Yeah, I think, you know, sort of legitimacy over time, really, is what it comes down
to.
Well,
when is how much time do you need?
I don't know.
How much time do you have to rule over a particular plot of land with violence before and call yourself a state before you're considered a state?
I don't know.
How many countries of the world have to acknowledge you as a state before you're considered in the club?
Couldn't tell you. Maybe half?
It's ridiculous. It's all arbitrary.
It is.
The whole idea of the state is an imaginary fiction. It's a fiction. It's something that is nothing more than in your mind. And it's in their mind that they're a state. So why the hell shouldn't they be a state?
Okay. They call themselves a state.
There you go. They act like a state. They look like a state. If it's a duck, you know, or walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's probably a duck. They're a weak state in comparison to some states in the world.
They're a state that's going to be crushed, and a lot of people are going to be harmed. A lot of innocent people are going to be harmed in the process. And this is what I guess I just don't understand. They want to set up this caliphate, this state.
It's like a religious state, right?
Religious state, this caliphate. It's not going to happen. If the United States and NATO and the Western powers are just going to sit around while this new upstart violent organization takes over an area of land in the Middle East? No. They're not gonna.
It doesn't make them any different from the United Nations or any of those other people you just mentioned.
What do you mean?
I mean, they're all states. They're all doing the same thing.
I'm not claiming that they're not. I'm saying, do you think that they're going to sit around and allow this to happen?
No, obviously they're not sitting around, but at the same time, ISIS is still out there, and I don't think that they should do anything about it. I mean, it's none of our business here in the United States. So I don't think the U.S. should be getting involved in this at all. If you want to go out and join some sort of military to go in or some kind of private Marine Corps or whatever, or mercenaries or whoever, if you want to go and support with your own money and with your own time some sort of effort to oust ISIS from where they've dug in, then good luck. But I don't want anything to do with it.
I think what the United States should do and other Western powers should do is allow people who wish to leave the area
to come to the U.S.
Of the ISIS to come to the U.S. Now,
like the Coptic Christians.
What would ISIS do in that circumstance? I don't know.
Well, if they can't stop them from leaving, then they can't do anything about it.
Well, they can stop them.
There's more coming up here at 855 450 free. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. We're gearing up for the Texas Bitcoin Conference. Looking at plane tickets tonight, as a matter of fact. We are going to be there and we'll be broadcasting live. And you can join us over at the Texas Bitcoin Conference March 28th and 29th at the Moody Theater in downtown Austin, Texas. The second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. We were there at the first one. This one, I think, is going to be even better. They're moving this one right into the heart of downtown Austin, and they're going to have some great speakers, including keynote speaker George Gilder. He's a famous investor, economist, and author, plus Zambala Nair from IBM, the architect of their blockchain technology. He'll be flying in from India. David Johnston, as well as Jason King, Robert Murphy, Vitalik Buterin, Charlie Shrem, and others still being lined up. You can go and get all the details on the event at TexasBitcoinConference.com. And don't miss the second $1 million Bitcoin 2.0 hackathon while you're there. It's a great way to see the brightest of the bright in the Bitcoin community coming up with some fresh ideas right there during the conference. Pretty cool stuff. TexasBitcoinConference.com, you get a $25 discount off their already affordable $150 admission price by using our discount code, which is FTL, like Free Talk Live. So punch in FTL when you go and get your tickets at TexasBitcoinConference.com. Plus, when you do that, another $25 will go to Sean's Outpost, which is a great Bitcoin-based charity helping homeless folks in Florida. So again, TexasBitcoinConference.com, March 28th and 29th. We'll look forward to seeing you there. Let's go to Crichton. He's in Kentucky, listening to us via Roku. Hey, Crichton.
How's it going?
Welcome, sir.
I wanted to call in, guys, having your conversation about what makes a modern state. And I wanted to point out that there is a feature of a modern state that is required that ISIS lacks.
It's not just
that a crime syndicate takes over a geographical area and then declares itself a state. It's also required that other crime syndicates recognize that they're a state. It's kind of like a peer kind of thing. They don't have to recognize them as
peer reviewed.
Yes, they have to. So other crime syndicates have to agree that they're a state first. Just because they call themselves a state doesn't make it so.
How many other states have to agree? One? Two? Three?
That depends on your perspective, but ISIS has zero.
Well, I don't know. I mean, has all 180-some or 90-some countries been polled about their opinions regarding the Islamic State?
Yes, they have. It's an ongoing poll.
Who's doing that poll?
Where is it?
It's the system of representatives that they travel over the other country to represent your country.
Talking about the UN?
There's a word, and I'm having a brain loss.
Diplomats?
Where they exchange diplomats. Yeah, if they don't have a diplomat representing their crime syndicate inside their territory, they are not recognized as a state. That's just the way it is.
So as long as so you don't really have an opinion then as far as how many states, just as long as at least one state is recognizing the Islamic State, then that would be good enough, you think?
I think it takes at least one, but that hasn't happened yet.
Okay. So if they were to go into another country and then take over the state of, let's just say they invade a small nation, let's say Andorra, one of the smaller places out there. We know there have been attacks in France, and Andorra's relatively nearby there in the Pyrenees Mountains, I think.
Right.
So let's say they take over the entirety of Andorra's governmental operations by force, which is how states defeat other states, is by force. And then they're operating the government of Andorra, and then the government of Andorra then acknowledges the Islamic State as a state. Would that be good enough?
Nope, because the government in Andorra just ceased to exist.
They took over the buildings. They're the same. What's the damn difference?
The difference is, I guess it's a matter of perspective, but the difference is that once Andorra was conquered by an outside force, they ceased to exist. They're no longer an independent.
So the state of Andorra no longer exists so long as all of them have been exterminated. What if they keep a couple of puppets around? So they could then keep, you know, the prime minister or whoever the hell is in charge over there in Andorra, keep him around with a gun to his back, and he just keeps, you know, walking around doing whatever it is they tell him to do. And, of course, you don't know that they're, you know, putting that level of coercion on him. Let's say he pretends that he's converted to Islam and loves the Islamic State, and he is handing over the keys to his country to the Islamic State. Does that make it legitimate then?
It makes it look legitimate, and I wouldn't even use the word.
This is all arbitrary.
Well,
all of this.
It's statecraft, and I think that's what's being talked about.
State crap is more like it.
Okay, fine. You can call it state crap if you want, but that's, you know, there's a millennia behind statecraft, many years behind what it is
and
how
it's
done. That
doesn't make violence more legitimate just because they've been doing it for a long time.
There are some similarities.
It appears more legitimate. The appearance of legitimacy is what makes it legitimate, according to their own eyes. That is the definition right there.
Well, I mean, to me, they're all illegitimate, so I'm willing to acknowledge them as a state just because they want to be a state.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks, Crichton, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I mean, I understand the point. Obviously, if you get other countries to recognize you as a state, then that certainly helps with people traveling and passports and, you know, all the things that are sort of typical of states in today's day. But I don't know. I don't think that you have to have other states acknowledging you to be a state. But that's just my opinion. What's yours? 855-450-FREE.
It seems to me that there's the states are all about legitimacy. Like, that's what it's at their core. And he's talking about the legitimacy of a state. You're talking
are they all
about
that? What about the North Korean state? Are they really concerned with their legitimacy?
I think that they're concerned with their legitimacy, sure. I mean, yeah. They want to look very, you know, they don't want to just be North Korea. They want to be Korea. Like, you're not even supposed to say North Korea when you go to North Korea.
Yeah, the People's Republic of Korea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And you're just supposed to say Korea or, you know, People's Republic of Korea or whatever. And that, you know, they're so concerned about legitimacy, they believe they control landmass that they don't control.
Well, I mean, I guess you could argue they're concerned about legitimacy within their boundaries, but they certainly don't look particularly legitimate to most observers, now do they?
And a state can protect its borders.
Like, they don't have you fooled, right? They don't have the average person in the world.
I think
the
they're
fooled.
They're a state. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think North Korea is a state.
I'm not denying that.
Okay.
I'm saying that I would question their legitimacy. If being a state is about having legitimacy, the North Korean state's doing a pretty piss poor job of it.
I think that no state really has legitimacy. I have a difficult time talking about legitimacy because the fact is North Korea has the land it has by having fought reasonably successfully in the Korean War. The United States has the landmass it has because it fought reasonably successfully in the Revolutionary War. Mm-hmm. And in throughout the Indian Wars that followed. So it has its landmass and maintains its landmass through force and violence.
That's right. Just like ISIS.
If you can't maintain your governance through support and the consent of the governed, then I don't think you really have legitimate governance. And by that, I mean the consent of every individual. Every individual who is one of your citizens, yes. Therefore, if I can't or you can't...
No state has the consent of every
individual.
That's
why I don't think states are legitimate. How can you...
By definition, states are legitimate because legitimate's the legal. Root word there is legal,
yeah.
Which is all about states.
I don't have another term for it. I don't have a better term to describe what I think their moral standing is, you know, in the world. As far as I'm concerned, if you have to use violence to keep your citizens as citizens, you're not legitimate. You're a kidnapper.
You're a state. That's what states do. I'm not saying I think it's legitimate. I don't think it's legitimate, which is why they're all the same to me. That's why ISIS is no different than North Korea, is no different than the United States, is no different than Canada at a fundamental level. Now, the difference is that, and Crichton was touching on this, is that in the United States, they have an aura of legitimacy. People believe in the system in the United States. They bought into it hook, line, and sinker. And that's not to say that ISIS doesn't have people who believe in it as well. Surely they do. The ratios may be a little bit different, or maybe a lot different. 855-450-FREE, but none of that changes the fact that they rule by violence, and that's what states do. So they're qualified. But share your thoughts on Free Talk Live. There's more coming up.
Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new turkey and ham unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition continues here. Plenty of time for you to dial in toll free to bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, middle school student has the FBI called on him for throwing a flag, a U.S. flag, out of a window. Speaking of religions, of course, the state is, to me, we're talking about the legitimacy of states and what makes a state. And, you know, you're welcome to share your opinion here at 855-450-FREE. But there's also a big similarity to me between the state and religion. I think that belief in the state is tantamount to a religious belief. And so we'll see how some people react when their religious icon, the flag, is not treated in the way that they are expecting it to be. So we can talk about that coming up here in a little bit. Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We've been talking about the new video released ostensibly by ISIS showing the beheadings of approximately 21 individuals who are apparently Egyptian Coptic Christians, which is a fairly popular form of Christianity in Egypt, from what I understand. I was doing a little reading on that. Something like 10% of Egyptians, I guess, are considered Coptic Christians, and it is the most popular form of Christianity in the Middle East, maybe, I think is what I read. But
sounds right.
We'll continue with the discussion here. Your thoughts are welcome on anything you want to talk about. Dave is in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, there's a little victory to report for local talk radio in New Hampshire. There's been this story that's been sort of gurgling underneath the attention of the mainstream press, even the local mainstream press, and only talk radio and examiner.com seems to have been covering it. But you may remember when the Windham School District in New Hampshire, it's in southern New Hampshire, they were kind of briefly famous for trying to turn down a donation of U.S. constitutions a while back. And more recently, the scandals have involved an attempt to push through a no-bid contract without really anyone having a chance to look at it or review it.
Sound like a bunch of real sweethearts.
Yeah, and the worst part was that when, you know, there was someone actually attending the meeting, a resident of Windham, and he said, wait, no, you've got to, there's a process, law, RSA. They called the police on him. And
so wait, he was saying there's a process to put this contract out for bid? You can't just do a no-bid contract?
Something along those lines. And I don't know if if all no-bid contracts are forbidden, but this is a gigantic contract.
So they said, sir, you are out of order. Sir, you are out of order. Cut his mic. That kind of thing?
I think it was a $600,000 contract. I mean, I guess they must not have even been taking any kind of public comment. The only way he could say anything was to probably to raise his hand from the audience.
Yeah.
So, anyway, they didn't actually arrest him, but it made the news in the in this very local, limited sense, you know, on talk radio. And what's happened just over the last week, I think, this company that was trying to get this shady, apparently shady, deal has withdrawn, so the whole thing has fallen through even before it's gotten into the mainstream press.
Okay.
So,
was there more you wanted to tell us?
No, that's it. Just a little victory to report, and it was one of those things that, you know, you and I never had to get
involved.
So
the victory is that the contract fell through. I mean, that's just more of an accident than anything else, right? Like, that wasn't the plan.
Dax, there is one more thing, and that is that apparently it may have started something of a domino effect, because the Rochester School District is also, they've contacted that company and pulled out of the contract as this small media storm was starting. So the company is called Synergistic. It starts with a C. It's just, you know, people smelled a rat, and if there was a rat, it's fleeing the scene.
So you are attributing some of this to the fact that some independent or talk radio, independent media and talk radio has focused on this?
Yeah, there's a program in Manchester called Gerard at Large, which is it's really neat because they focus on local stuff. They're not like most local talk radio that talks about national stuff from local perspective. It's really just, they really just focused on these school boards and other local news.
That is really the best way to run your talk show if you're going to do one in some local area, because people are so underserviced when it comes to local politics. Many of them they have no clue who their city councilors are. They have no clue about this stuff. And talk radio can give people a real insight to it. And a local talk celebrity, somebody who wishes to take on these issues and understand them intimately, can that station can become very important. That talk show host can become very important.
Well, thanks for bringing that to the forefront, Dave. And, of course, you are Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. Have you reported on this on your channel?
Nope. I just wanted to call and tell you about it. I don't have any video to match. You know, this just doesn't belong in the Ridley Report because I don't have any video for it. But it's one of those things where I like to take something that is getting a certain amount of attention, but not from the mainstream press, and kind of raise it up to where it's starting to get, you know, attention from the mainstream press or from you guys.
So what's happening over at RidleyReport.com? I mean, if folks go there, is there something that's going to be fresh coming up soon, some new posts of yours?
I haven't uploaded any real new material for, I guess, at least 3 days. I ran out of advertisers this month, so I won't.
Oh, no.
Till the end of the month.
All right. So how can people help you out, Dave? Go to RidleyReport.com, get in touch with you that way.
Oh, thanks. RidleyReport.com. Yeah, that's great.
I think you do good work. That's why I've been, what have I been advertising with you for, like, almost a decade? It seems like a long time.
Yeah, you're awesome.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dave. Appreciate hearing from you. A lot of people, when they come to New Hampshire and you know, they've moved here maybe as part of the Free State Project, which is the idea of moving liberty-minded people, 20,000 of them, all to the same place and the same state, New Hampshire, having them get active for freedom when they get here. Dave's an early mover for the Free State Project. I am. Mark, you are as well.
Earlier than us.
Yep. We've got over 1,600 people here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. When you talk to people, there are a lot of people who inevitably will say they heard about the Free State Project from maybe listening to Free Talk Live. But also, Dave Ridley is a huge, huge way for people finding out what we're doing here in New Hampshire and getting excited about it and coming here. There are countless people who have said they've come to New Hampshire because of Dave Ridley. So the guy does awesome work, and he's a one-man band. I mean, he's a one-man media awesome guy. I don't know how better to describe him. He just does it. He gets out there. He records. He edits. He uploads. He hosts. You know, he does the whole thing all on his own, and it's incredible.
It's his determination and dedication to the craft that amazes me. He's really been doing it for a long time.
And before he did Ridley Report, he was, professionally trained. He did work for Fox News, I believe, out of Boston, and has worked at, you know, actual television news operations.
Yeah.
And so he's got his chops down. You know, he knows the business, and that's why he's the number two video channel, news channel, on YouTube for New Hampshire, which is pretty great. So it's WMUR, which is the big, you know, licensed FCC licensed TV station in Manchester, is number one, and number two, Dave Ridley. So RidleyReport.com, really love that guy, does great work. We're going to continue here. We were talking about the Islamic State video, or what is alleged to be an Islamic State video. Al Jazeera has a story about this, saying that at least 20 Egyptian workers were seized earlier this year from the coastal town of Sirte in eastern Libya, and indeed 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians have now been beheaded in this video by ISIS. The video is titled "A Message Signed with Blood to the Nation of the Cross," and says the killings were directed at, quote, the hostile Egyptian church, unquote. Speaking in English, a fighter from the group says the beheadings...
Because the Coptic Christians, who represent 10% of the Egyptian population, are a real problem for ISIS.
Speaking in English, a fighter from the group says the beheadings were revenge for what he says were Muslim women persecuted by Coptic crusaders in Egypt. I wonder what he's referring to there. Is he talking about something that's fairly recent?
You'd think so, from that.
You would think so. So I'm curious to know more about that. In the wake of the killings, the president of Egypt wanted, you know, national security and 7 days of mourning and blah, blah, blah. Egypt's Coptic Orthodox Church said it was confident that those who beheaded the hostages would be punished. They said in a statement on their Facebook page, quote, "The Orthodox Church is confident its homeland would not rest until the evil perpetrators get their fair retribution for their wicked crime." Al-Hazar, the prestigious Cairo-based seat of Islamic learning, denounced the barbaric killings. Quote, so this is a Muslim group saying, yeah. Al-Hazar stresses that such barbaric action has nothing to do with any religion or human values, it said in a statement. Libya has slid into chaos after longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi was overthrown and killed 3 years ago, as interim authorities failed to confront powerful militias which fought to oust the veteran leader. Taking advantage of the chaos, ISIS has carried out a string of deadly attacks.
In Libya.
Yes. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts. If you want to see the video, it's up over on our Facebook, Google+, and Twitter. For how long it will stay there, I don't know, because, you know, these things tend to get taken down by the video host. So it's there for now. 855-450-FREE, and it's pretty gross, so your discretion is
highly advised.
More coming up here on Free Talk Live Sunday Show.
Get to Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale and save on all the latest hardwood flooring trends. Get the hot new look of gray flooring plus 80 more styles of laminate from 49 cents. Check out gorgeous matte finished hardwood from Bellawood, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 169. Plus deals on distressed floors and over 70 styles of bamboo from 179. And get 18 months special financing for deals on over 400 floors. Get to the Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Gabino lives in Paucapata, Peru. He buys old appliances like irons, radios, and TV sets, fixes them up, and resells them. He saw an opportunity to expand his business and needed a loan to buy more appliances. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan, and the expansion was a success. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com.
Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel anytime. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.